The Hot Show with Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We're the Hot Shot Wiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. And you know what? When I was Googling us not that long ago.
What came up?
Okay.
Greatest podcast in podcast history? Did we win any awards?
No. There are podcast awards that apparently...
Mark Maron invite us on a show?
For an interview? There are podcast awards, but we weren't nominated, apparently, because none of our fans nominated us.
Thanks, fans. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, there's just something called the Hot Shot Condom, and it's the most fucking insane thing ever. Apparently, it's a condom for, like, 12-year-olds. It's a child's condom.
Safety first, Mark. If 12-year-olds are going to have sex, you want them to not get... the other 12-year-old pregnant.
Yeah, and their cocks are so small, they need a specially sized condom. It's a Swedish thing. I guess in Sweden, they're also attractive. They're fucking, like, from, like, 10 and up.
You know, the thing about it
is... and it's become a real problem, so they designed a special condom for them. That's crazy.
It'd be hard to get a 12-year-old to use a condom and use it right. 12-year-olds are stupid.
I guess. It's just weird. I mean, how young are they fucking over there in Sweden?
Well, you just said 12.
Yeah, but that's just what they say. That's just
what
they're
figuring. Can't go much younger than that, really.
Why not? If you can get an erection.
Because most people, there's not hormones that are sending you in that direction. Yeah, there's a small percentage of 10-year-olds who are wanting sex, but when you were 10, you weren't trying to get with the ladies.
Listen, if you have an erection, it's possible to be banging.
But would you have had sex at 10? I don't think so.
Not even crossed my mind.
Exactly.
You're
typical of
when
genre.
I was 10, I had a girlfriend. I didn't even peck her on the cheek. None of that stuff crossed my mind.
Put your pecker on her cheek?
I put my pecker on her cheek. I didn't know. Listen, I didn't understand blowjob.
No,
I didn't know.
You said peck on the cheek. I'm sorry. I got bad hearing, all right?
I got confused. I'm sorry. No, but I didn't do any. I don't even. I might have. I'm not even sure if I held her hand. I might have done it once.
Oh, my. Oh, boy.
Yeah, look, listen, I'm 10. None of that should cross my mind.
A lot of germs, man. By the way, Mark.
Yeah?
I now have a microscope.
Where'd you get a microscope from?
Apparently, my grandparents gave it to me when I was a kid. They didn't give it to me new. They got it from, I don't know, a garage sale or something.
From a scientist,
but it's
no
really
doubt.
Old and from Kmart. Probably from the 70s or 80s. And they have, like...
vintage, nice.
Inside, they have this jar. And it's got a crab in it.
What?
And then it's got like, a worm.
Is
like,
it
I've
alive
never,
still?
It's in that...
it's 30 years old.
It's in that shit.
Formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Or
and
shit.
But I got, I got slides like Dexter has. And I'm going to do some experiments.
Listen, I'm all
it.
Caught up on Dexter. He doesn't have slides anymore. Thank you.
Well, you're all caught up?
Yeah.
And...
a little disappointing, but it's all right. Keep going.
I don't know. I'm going to start doing some experiments. I like looking at stuff in a
experiment.
Microscope.
You looking at shit in a microscope is not an experiment.
Listen, I bought a lab coat. Well, really, it was like a Miami Vice-type jacket I bought at the thrift store. But still, I call it a lab coat.
Yeah, just because it's white does not make it a lab coat.
It's actually a white T-shirt, Fawn style.
You're on, like, a kid's smock.
Listen, hey. If I was better at math, I'd probably be a scientist right now.
No, if you were better at math, you'd be better at math doing the same shit you are now.
Wrong, because I've always loved science.
But
and
being better at math would not make you a scientist.
You know what occurred to me?
You're not that smart.
A couple weeks ago, I was thinking, you know what I should have done? I should have gotten the Air Force
and died
and worked my way up to being an astronaut.
Didn't they, like, decommission NASA or something?
No, it's still around.
You sure?
Yeah.
I could have sworn they were phasing that shit out.
No, they have a small budget. They don't have any crafts to actually get to space.
Then how are you going to be a fucking... why would they have astronauts if you can't get a man into
they still,
space?
They still launch, like,
no, I you know
stuff.
What they do? They fucking bum rides from other countries.
Yeah, but they
oh, hey, Russia? Are you going up into space anytime soon? Can one of my guys get a ride? No, that's fucking pathetic.
What about the Mars rover?
There's no astronaut on that.
But I'm saying it's a NASA thing.
Yeah, yeah, but astronauts are kind of a thing of the past, apparently. I just seen something about they sent an astronaut up on like a Russian-Indian deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're have working shit. On getting a new ship.
It's pathetic. We're bumming rides.
Whatever. Either way, I should have worked up to being an astronaut.
So you can fucking sit somewhere and hope someone will give you a ride? You remember what it's like when you were younger and you don't have a car? It's horrible. You're like, hey, I'm late for work. Do you think you can give me a ride? That's what it's like to be an astronaut now.
Waiting for my dad to pick me up in space.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, I've been out of work for 2 months now. Come on.
And what if Russia gets mad at you and doesn't give you a ride home? Please, I need to get back down. No. Yet. We'll be angry with you.
Well, that's a weird accent.
I know. I don't know.
Is that Russian Perry? Russian Moscow?
That's a bad name.
Well, it doesn't work as good as French Perry, I guess.
Yeah. I'd have to put some thought into a new name.
What, you wouldn't want to be an astronaut?
No. No. You know what? I want to be a TV astronaut. I want to be discovering aliens and shit. A real-life astronaut? Probably not. They're not doing that much.
Listen.
Nothing cool.
It's really hard to impress people these days, but if your parents tell their friends that you're an astronaut...
Well, my parents' friends will be impressed. I don't know if people are going to be... How much pussy do you get being an astronaut?
No, the point is that don't you want your parents to be proud of you?
My parents would be proud of me no matter what I do.
They're proud of you being a fuck-up? Yeah, that's what they tell you.
Existing is enough.
You know what? Existing isn't enough, Mark.
Your parents aren't proud of you? Did they tell you that?
They should.
They love you. They love you being a failure?
They haven't mentioned it. That's because
but you know,
they're
but realists. you know, they're ashamed of you. Is that it?
They should.
You're
be.
Aware.
I'm a giant fucking failure.
I mean, that is true.
You're supposed to. Every generation is supposed to be better than the last generation. And meanwhile,
yeah, I don't think that's happening anymore.
At the very least, my family has been on a straight line, a straight path to nowhere.
I think that's more of a indication of our society, not just me and you. I think it's not even a straight line. I think it's starting to dip. And pretty soon, you know, generation after generation, it's going to just like slightly worse off than, you know, the previous.
Well, I'm pretty sure when adjusted for inflation, wages are way lower than they were in the 70s.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't know. But I just assume things are going to get bad enough that it's going to be like every future movie where it's some kind of post-apocalyptic thing.
Well, you know,
we're all bartering. There is no money anymore.
I read and listen to a lot of economists.
What?
Economicists.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're listening to what?
Economists.
Economists.
They, like, a lot of people go, well, the U.S. is in a recession right now, but we're going to bounce back.
I hope.
But a lot of economists.
Come on, man. Come on.
A lot of economists say, well, maybe, but a lot of there's going to be a time where it's not going to come back, and that's just it. And this could be now. That's never.
It's true. Why would you just assume we're going to bounce back?
People always just think like we're going to get better and better, or we're going to stay really like no, it could be over.
Yeah, we could just stay as we are. We could get worse. Anything could happen.
We started going up during the Industrial Revolution, all that. We moved, through the late 1800s up to the 1900s, where things were great. And then came the, let's ship all these technology jobs overseas. That's it.
Well, welcome to the decline of America.
Yeah, and now, and then all of a sudden, I don't know when it started, probably like 70s, 80s. Everyone was getting told, go to college. Now you got millions of people out of college and nowhere to go.
Awesome. Yeah, all right.
So I believe that it's not coming back. This is it.
Yeah.
You can...
Everyone kill yourself. That way... you know what? That would help things out. If there's less people, less competition for jobs.
That's another problem. It's too many people.
Yeah. Suicide right up.
I know it. Every presidential candidate's going to be like, we're going to get jobs back. Like, what are you going to do?
Well, they don't have an answer for that. They'll start bullshitting.
You're a millionaire. Pay me, motherfucker.
For what? What do you... They're not millionaires by giving away money for nothing.
Hey, if he wants to create jobs, hire some people.
For what?
I don't know.
You hire people for a job, but you don't just hire a guy to stare at you. That's not much of a job.
We'll do a podcast with them. Presidential podcast.
They do tell jokes every once in a while, but I don't think they can carry a whole show.
Not all podcasts are comedies, Mark.
All the ones I do are. Yeah.
Not the new one.
Which we haven't done yet.
Well, it's in the works.
It'll
have some comedic elements, of course, but it's not a full thrown out full.
I don't
comedy.
Think I'm capable of not being funny. See? Exactly.
You're a crazy guy.
Exactly.
You're a crazy guy.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just think that we're in a transitional period where things are changing, and we got to figure. It's not going to be as good as it was, but we got to figure out a way to go with the flow now, the way things are, and not expect Apple to say, all right, let's build our iPods in America. It's never going to happen. It's over.
Well, yeah, no one's going to build shit here. It's too expensive.
For over 100 years, we were
For millions of years.
No, for over 100 years, shut up. Yeah. We were a manufacturing country. That ain't true anymore. And also, we're not very good engineers. Most of these people going to college, including you and I, went to college for shit that you can't use.
Yeah, it's true. Useless. Fucking useless.
I went for media production. I guess I'm using my skills to do a podcast.
you're using your skills to make no money.
This is a great degree. Here's some of the jobs you can get. Podcaster.
Which didn't exist really back then when you got the degree.
Manager at Burger King. Huh? You like burgers, right? They're tasty.
I mean, they are good.
You get half off. Once a day, though. That's it. It's weird, like when you work
one fucking meal. I'm there all goddamn day. What, I eat one meal a day? I mean, yeah, there's a lot of calories there.
Wasn't
but
it the
still,
way it was? You got half off.
I don't remember. I don't know.
Like, and it's not like if you work at a department store. Anytime you go to buy something, you get
Yeah, you get a discount. Whatever you buy, let's just say it's like 20%. Who knows what it is? Yeah, there's always 20%. You work at a restaurant one time a day, you get fucking, discount on a meal?
I don't know if you probably didn't do this, but I would make a burger and then put it in my pocket, go in the freezer, and enjoy.
Yeah, I didn't really. I maybe every once in a while. I've said it before, when things got really bad, I would kind of, like, sneak off somewhere and, like, take a bite of something. But I didn't like to do that.
The trick is to make some food right at the end of the night so you have leftovers.
I know your trick.
Which they didn't like you taking for some reason. Which we talked about this a million years ago too, but that's annoying.
Throw that out. We don't want you eating. Please.
Bullshit.
Life is bullshit. You know what else about life? It stinks. Literally. This week, I've been doing actual walking.
Take a shower, you asshole.
I did it the other day. I'm good. But I was actually walking outdoors, which I don't usually do.
God, what are you doing outdoors?
Well, I've been on vacation this week, and I needed... there was like a daddy and me week at my son's school.
I thought you were a man.
I am a man. I'm a father, too.
My father would never do that.
Well, that's sad for
I
you.
I come from a passive fathering... And that's the way, if I had kids, that's what I do. You pretend you don't care until they're adults, and then you're friends with
them.
And
then you really don't care.
No, my father's friendly to us now.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
He didn't much give a shit about us when we were kids, but now he's cool.
Yeah, that's nice. Anyway, but,
And by the way, I wouldn't want to be somewhere with I'd be without my father. I'd go, yeah, I'm cooler than all you fucks.
Anyway.
I'm on my own.
Can you shut up?
No.
So, a couple of the days, my girlfriend had appointments, so she needed to, drive.
Appointment television.
Mm-hmm. So I walked, and you know what? For my job, I'm moving. I'm walking for like 10 hours a day, and, that's just what I do. I'm used to it. But walking 20 minutes in the outdoors, for some reason, it's way different. I'm like, holy shit, it took a lot out of me. And there's all these weird smells all over the place. I'm like, why does outside stink so much?
Why are you so out of shape?
I don't know. Don't ask me. Maybe it's all the Burger King.
I walk a mile back and forth like every weekend pretty much now.
No, but like I said, I walk all day at work, but walking outside is just different.
And I walk at a fast pace and I'm fine.
You have a fast-paced lifestyle.
I do. Super fast.
You're the best. Oh, okay. So, I was watching some cop show, and this is just a sketch
idea. Blue Bloods.
No, I don't watch that shit. It was actually one of the Law and Orders Special Victims Unit. It actually,
Blue Bloods.
Pretty sure that's the only one.
Mob Doctor. That's
what yes. Pretty sure that's the only one left now. I think they got rid of all the Law and Orders.
Yeah, they did.
But so I was watching it, and there was it was a whole thing was a kid being kidnapped, and they're looking for the kid. And then you got the parrot. Oh, please find my baby.
Is the one where they had it in the cooler?
No.
Because they went in the cooler, and they said they were from our hometown.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch it all the time. I just happen to catch it. But, at the end, they found the kid. They bust down the door, and there's the kid. And I thought, wouldn't it be hilarious if they bust down the door? This would be a sketch now. They bust down the door, find the kid, and they treat the kid like they do the sex offenders in that... You know that show I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It would have been hilarious if all of a sudden they knock down the door and like, get the fuck on the ground! And like, tackle him and like, cuff his hands behind his back.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Because it'd be funny.
I don't know.
I think it'd be hilarious. Because you think, like, oh my god, they found the kid. Now it's going to go one way. Then no. It goes the other way. You rough him up a little bit and throw him in the back of the car.
The one I saw, the kid was kidding. Thought the kid was kidnapped. Then the parents killed him somehow. By accident, I think, but then they
hit him. Shit. I'm sorry.
But whatever.
It was an accident.
But I was going to turn it off, and all of a sudden they go, they're from Buffalo. Ice Cube?
Ooh,
Ice-T. No. Ice-T's in that show. Ice-T's got to go to Buffalo. So he went to our very town here in Buffalo, and then he goes, hope you like your wings hot. And then he went on, got on a plane and came here.
That's something. I think that's like when you're a band and they mention your town, hello Buffalo, and everyone starts cheering. Yeah, he said our name.
There's a lot of shows that use Buffalo. I always assume it that
it's mostly as a negative.
No, but I assume that there's some writer that's from here. And he's like,
well, yeah,
I'll put it in there.
Well, okay, half the time it's a writer from the area, so he tosses it in as a like, hey, here you go, buddies. The other half of the time, we're the butt of a joke, and like, send you down to Buffalo, like that.
Well, you said it smells here, Mark.
Not all over. In some areas, it smells.
And you live in the actual city of Buffalo. I don't.
Yeah.
I live in a lofty suburb.
It smells like burnt tires in one spot.
Well, that's burnt rubber. I like the smell of burnt tires.
Yeah.
I see a tire fire, I'm over there.
Hang out. Roasting marshmallows.
Oh, yeah. Suck it in.
Yeah, you suck it in.
If you go buy one of those smells, it could, like, do you like that kind of, like, gas smell and all that stuff?
No, I don't like things that are bad. Not.
Oh, that reminds me. I was looking at, I want to get some of that canned air that you can spray on your computer and stuff.
Yeah.
Spray the dust off. I might get some because I need one for my phone, too.
Can't you just blow hard enough?
No.
What? How do you know how hard you can blow?
I can't blow that hard. It's pressurized air, dude. It comes out probably, like, 40 miles per hour.
Or fucking take a vacuum cleaner and put the hose up
to it.
It's
better to do it that way.
Why? Because you got to pay money for it and you already have a vacuum cleaner? That would be free?
It's not going to work in a small little area in my phone. Like, there's dust like embedded in me, like where the glass ends and it goes to... I need to get out of there.
Plus, you don't have glass on your phone. It's plastic.
It's Gorilla Glass. Whatever, bastard.
Dude's a fucking liar.
Anyhow, I was looking at the spray and it said... We have included a bittering agent to...
I'm bitter already. I don't need that shit.
We've included a bittering agent.
So you don't just breathe...
So you don't
decide
huff
to... Okay.
It's like, I was going to huff, but then it's... Fuck.
No, huff it anyway. So suck it up. So it stinks.
My favorite
tastes
way...
Like shit. So
kids
what?
Kids are getting high these days. Well, there's a few things. One, they're pouring vodka in their eyeballs. Which is... What? Like, why don't you just drink it?
I mean, you can drink it. You have the vodka. It's not like you have, oh, shit, all I have are these vodka eye drops. Can't drink that.
Can you do that with food, too? Can I, like, stick a Twinkie in my eye? Like, oh, yeah, this tastes delicious.
I mean, some of it'll seep in.
But what was I saying?
You're drinking through your eyes, I guess? I don't know.
The other thing I like that kids are doing to get high is they're putting shit in a plastic bag and letting it rot a little bit, and then they sniff that on. They sniff up the methane.
Whose shit is it?
I guess it's theirs. Maybe it's a dog. I don't know.
Do you think they care?
I mean, does it matter? I mean, shit is shit.
I don't know. I would think it would. Oh, wait. What if they get like a hot chick shit? Do you think that they'd be more inclined to use that as opposed to a dog's or one of their own?
I would.
Like, listen, if you're going to be huffing a bag of shit, you might as well get a hot chick to do it. But the odds are a hot chick wouldn't. Maybe if you, like, paid a prostitute.
So if you like doing that, after a while, when you smell shit, you're going to start, like, it's going to make you feel good. You're like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, like, if you smell, like, something barbecue cooking, you're like, it gets you in the mood for barbecue. So if you smell shit
again, yeah, your stomach starts rumbling.
Yeah. Mm. That's, barbecue smells good. But if you see, like, you know, some guy shit his pants in the subway, you're like,
yeah, my head starts spinning. Like, oh, shit, need to get high.
It's like, come here, bum.
Can I put my head in your pants?
You know, homeless people in the subway never made sense to me. Like, where the fuck are they going?
It's a shelter. They don't have... Listen, if when you don't have a home, you can go anywhere, and you're good. And that's a roof over your head.
I'll tell you right now, if I ever became homeless, I'm going to move to a moderately temperatured city. And that's where I'm going to live. No harsh winters to worry about. See, the biggest thing of being homeless for me would be the dirt factor. I'd be one of the smells that Mark would smell when he's walking around the neighborhood.
See, if I were ever homeless, I'd build a house. So then I'd have a home.
Has your son seen any homeless people?
I don't see homeless people.
But say if you did, would you explain, like...
I don't think he'd under...
That'll be awesome if Daddy loses his job. We'll be living on the streets with that.
No, I don't even think he'd understand or notice the guy doesn't have a home. I don't know.
What do you mean? There's a guy. He's dirty. Doesn't have a house. He's got a cardboard thing. He's sleeping on the ground.
Yeah, we don't have homeless people around here.
No, there's some. You gotta find them.
Why am I out looking for homeless people?
To teach a lesson. Teach your son a lesson.
Oh, I thought you meant teach the homeless people a lesson. I'm gonna beat the shit out of this guy. Get the fuck out of my town. Well, you know I hardly see you, and that's why I like it.
When I was in Cleveland, it was early in the morning.
I've never seen a homeless person around here.
What are you talking about? The one used to come into Burger King all the time and shave.
Is that the guy who had a car?
No, that was the other guy named the bum.
Because if you're living out of a car, I'm going to say you're not homeless. You're living out of a car.
And remember that those homeless guys that accosted us downtown that one time, started asking us questions about ladies?
Raped us.
Remember that?
How could I pick up a lady? Like, listen, obviously we don't
know. No, he was giving us advice.
I don't know what you're talking about. Do not remember this at all.
Well, you have a bad memory.
Or you're a liar.
No, I'm not.
You don't sound very convincing.
The truth.
No, I'm
anyway, when I was in Cleveland, this dude was sleeping on the ground. It was early, like 9 a.m., so he was sleeping in that day, I guess. But he had, like, a can of soup or something there, and I'm like, what if we steal his soup while he's sleeping? He'd be so pissed.
Yeah, let's fuck with homeless people. I already talked about beating them up. Hit him with his can of soup.
Well, remember bum fights years ago?
Yeah, and you know what?
And then people are all up in arms. It's like, you walk by those fuckers every day and don't give a shit. And now
you're taking away
work,
their chance to make a little bit of money. Meanwhile, let's get a couple fucking rich guys in super awesome shape and put them in a fucking boxing ring and have them beat the shit out of each other and pay them millions. That's fine. That's fine. Get a couple bums to fight? Oh, no. Horrible.
Oh, you know how we get in the news? We corral a bunch of bums up, and we put on a review. Like, this theater, all the actors are bums.
But how do you know they can act? What if you're all shitty actors?
You do auditions. If you offer them booze and food, they'll come in. They're like, all right, to be or not to be.
I'm not doing Shakespeare.
Or not to be.
Well... Dude, when you're doing auditions, a lot of times you have to come in with your own monologue.
So no, I have something prepared.
This particular bum, he's a big fan of Shakespeare.
Yes, and I tell him, like, that's fine. I have something prepared. Read this. I write my own shit. I'm a one-man show.
Well, what would you
write? Writer, producer. I'm fucking directing things. I'm writing it. I'm producing it. I'm directing it.
So your own stuff?
Yeah. If I'm going to have bums reenact something, I'll write it.
We could even go to Oregon where they have those hot heroin bums, girls.
I say Oregon.
I said Oregon.
You said Oregon.
I said Oregon.
Or did you say organ, like you're like an instrument you're playing? The organ?
It said the same, organ.
All right.
And...
Who says I had hot bums in there?
You saw that special. Remember?
Yeah, I guess.
Heroin chic.
Well, fine. Then that's the place to... I don't know how their weather is, but if you're going to be homeless, go there because there's hot homeless chicks.
Well, let me tell you, idiot. It's a Pacific Northwest. So from like now until spring, it's real rainy. And, you know, the nights get into the 40s. They don't get any snow. And they have pretty cool summers, too.
You know what? Okay, you say there may be attractive homeless people there, but
there
still...
Saw them on TV.
Wouldn't there be even more attractive homeless people in the warmer climates?
No, because it's a hotbed for those types of people. I mean, you saw the same special I saw, but now you're pretending you didn't see it.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, you are?
I don't know. But I'm picturing, like, homeless chicks in bikinis, like in a warm weather climate.
That's not going to happen.
Why not?
Bikini homeless?
Yeah. Oh, it's my new movie.
Yeah, it's
on
like
Skinamax.
Skinamax movie.
Bikini Homeless.
They had bikini to everything, even though it's not even the real titles of the movie.
Yeah, that's funny.
They're like, oh, the name of the movie is The Erotic Time Machine? No, Bikini Time Machine.
Even though they're never in bikinis at all.
Bikini Cops? Yes. Bikini Cowboy and Indians?
I don't know about that one.
That would be a... like, you have the, she's just got chaps on. Nothing else.
All right. Hey, do you remember how you always used to say assless chaps? That's your go-to for, like, a costume? Assless chaps. If someone would go back through the episodes, you've said it, like, 30 times.
Halloween's coming up in a couple days.
Are you wearing assless chaps?
I ordered them online, and I got I've been working my ass muscles out.
Not enough.
Those are my glutes?
Yeah.
I'm working them out. Thrusting.
I thought you were receiving.
Thrusting into a pumpkin for the last week.
That's good exercise. Did you keep the goo inside?
Here's a tip: when you're fucking a pumpkin, go inside. Don't do it out on your porch. Neighbors don't like that.
That's where everyone keeps their jack o' lanterns, though.
I know.
Listen. I might fuck pumpkins, but I'm not a thief. I'm not gonna take their fucking jack o' lantern home.
But you're gonna leave them a little prize in their pumpkin?
They won't even know.
Extinguishing candles.
Oh, shit. It burned the tip off. I forgot to blow out the candle.
You know what I hate is when kids smash your pumpkins after Halloween's over. Or around. Like, what would you do if you caught some kids? If you had a pumpkin and you caught the kids, would you, like, yell at them? Or?
Well, that's the only thing you can do.
I mean, really, you can't call the cops.
All right, listen. You catch a kid smashing your pumpkin. You say, hey, get out of here. I mean, that's about all. That's your only recourse. You can't walk up and punch them in the face.
You can't call the cops because they're like, it's Halloween. What do you expect?
Yeah, they don't really care.
Just some mischief.
You can't beat up a kid.
These kids smashed my pumpkin and murdered my wife. All right, we'll come over.
Listen, it's Halloween. All right? Kids will be kids.
It's Devil's Night, all right?
Harmless prank. You'll remarry. You'll find someone else. I mean, if they seen you, they'd know you probably wouldn't find someone else.
Listen, we all know that you can get chicks by saying... It's easy to get chicks if your wife died. That's for your go-to line.
Hey, I killed my wife.
I'm a widower?
Be with me or I'll kill you.
Man, you bet you go on to OKCupid or whatever that is, and you're like, I'm a widower. Oh.
Is that a real thing, OKCupid?
I think so.
I thought it was like Cupid.com.
I think it's OK, whatever.
I don't know.
Match.com. Fucking
I mean, there's
Christian
a million.
Mingles,
I mean, there's
Farmer
a,
Mingle, whatever, I don't care. Any of those.
There are no farmer's daughters, okay? That doesn't exist.
No, there's that farmer.
I mean, they do have daughters, probably. But they're probably not hot, like in all the stories.
I've seen a hot farmer before.
What'd he look like? Yeah, gotcha.
But they have that farmer's dating site. So go there. I'm a widower. My wife was murdered by some...
Halloween pranksters.
Halloween pranksters. They also smashed my pumpkin. Add insult to injury.
Yeah.
Or injury to
or maybe that's how they killed her. Busted over her fucking head.
You can't kill someone... First of all, if it's out for like a week anyway, they get pretty soft.
What if you fucked up and you forgot to empty out the muck so it's really solid? Then maybe, and your wife had a fragile head.
True, or that fucking stem is pretty hard.
Oh yeah, they turned it upside down and smashed her, fucking went right through.
I like those giant pumpkins that they have, like every year in the news.
Oh, those like novelty,
world record breaking, it's 1,000 pound pumpkin.
Yeah. What do they do with that?
I don't know. Does somebody live in that?
That's my house.
The bums could live in there.
Welcome to my pumpkin house.
You know, you spray some silicone, you know, so it doesn't rot out anymore.
And make breasts out of it.
It's a nice...
They put those in breasts, right? Silicone. Yeah. No, they do.
Different kind. So, you know, you just...
I don't know. It might work.
You know, you go in there and live.
Or do they smash it up and, like, you know, make food out of it?
All these pumpkin pie. People in the news that make houses are weird. Like, there's this guy, he's making a house out of a jet. He bought an old jet, like a commercial jet, and he made a house out of it. You know, other guys, you know, they make weird house out of weird things.
Hey, I don't know if you know this. What do they make pumpkin pie out of? Not just, don't say pumpkins, but like what part of the pumpkin?
The puree. You puree the insides without the seeds.
Really? Is that what it is? Because I'm like, I was wondering. It's like, all right, is it like the outer part?
Huh. Really, you've gone all these years in your life without knowing how pumpkin pie is.
Yeah, I don't cook things, so I don't know.
Yeah, you puree the inside, and then, you know, and they add sugar, brown sugar, and all that shit to it. All
right.
A lot of people make pumpkin pies, like, it's barely even real pumpkin. Because if you buy that shit at the store in the can, I don't know how many people actually, like, make a real homemade pumpkin pie. Like
authentic, where they're mashing up a pumpkin.
They take the innards of the pie. I always heard people, like, put the seeds in a pan and then they roast them for like a few hours.
Yeah, that's too much fucking work.
All right, you put them on a cookie sheet, you stick them in the oven, and then you go and pick them out.
Yeah, you gotta fucking fish them out and then separate them from the rest of the goo. That's fucking too much.
That is true.
And then listen, I don't need to eat some fucking seeds that bad. I got other things to eat. I'm good.
No. All right, well,
Well, what?
I was going to tell them about Amazon.com.
Fuck it, I'm not stopping.
No, don't go to Amazon.com. Go to our website and click through to Amazon.com.
Then still don't go to Amazon?
That would be awesome.
Is that what you're saying?
Also, we have shirts. I don't know if you knew this. It's getting cold out. You might need a hooded sweatshirt.
Are you just bragging that we have clothes? Are you bragging to the homeless listeners? Hey, you pieces of shit. We have shirts. I bet you don't. You're freezing outside, aren't you?
Hotshot whiz kid shirts,
yeah.
Idiot.
Because you don't have a home? You're wearing rags with holes in it, and you stink. Yeah. We don't. Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all the news.
Not you.
New podcast coming out.
You'll be dead soon.
Shut the fuck up. New podcast
coming out.
And we do all those things, so stay tuned for all that news and junk.
We're not friends of the homeless, that's for sure.
This guy's a fucking idiot.
HotshotWizKids.com.
I already said all that while you were vamping.
What? I can't fucking say it again?
Too late.
Reiterate.
It's too late.